Should I publicly? Should I beat the 10 offenses?
Yes. Ron, do you think?
Should I beat it?
Yes, you did.
The 10 offenses to avoiding chanting the Maha Mantra. Number one, blaspheming the Lord's devotee.
Now, just try to understand. Any devotee of Lord should not be blasphemed. It doesn't matter in any country. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he is a great devotee. And even Muhammad, he is also a devotee. It is not that because we are a devotee and they are not devotee. Don't think like that. Anyone who is preaching the glories of God, he is a devotee. He should not be blasphemed. He should be careful. Then?
Number two, considering the Lord and other demigods on the same level,
yes,
or assuming there are many gods.
Just like there are many nonsense, they say that demigods, of course, you have no affairs with demigods. Vedic religion, there are hundreds and thousands of demigods. Especially, it is going on that either you worship Krishna or Lord Shiva or Kali, the same thing. This is nonsense. You should not to place on the same level with the Supreme Lord. Nobody is greater than Lord. Nobody is equal than the Lord. So this equality should be avoided. Then?
Number three, neglecting the orders of the spiritual master.
Yes. Spiritual master's orders should be as the your life and soul. Then everything will be clear. Then?
Number four, minimizing the authority of the Vedas.
Yes. Nobody should minimize the authorized scripture. This is also offense. Then?
Number five, interpreting the holy names of God.
Yes. Now, just like we are chanting Hare Krishna, just like the other day some boy was symbolic. It is not symbolic. Krishna. We are chanting Krishna, addressing Krishna. Hare means addressing Krishna's energy. And we are praying that, please engage me in your service. That is Hare Krishna. There is no other interpretation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The only prayer is, O the energy of Lord, O Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, please engage me in your service. That's all. There is no other second interpretation. Then?
And number six, committing sin on the strength of chanting.
Yes. Now, this initiation, from this day, your account, past life, all sinful activity is now, what is called, adjusted, closed. This is finished. Now, because by chanting Hare Krishna, you can finish your sinful activities, the action. That does not mean that you will repeat, oh, I shall commit sinful activities and I shall chant. It will be adjusted. The balance will be nil. No, not like that. Don't commit that. Whatever is done. Nama. Now, there should be pure life. No illicit sex life, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. It is. It is not that, oh, I am chanting Hare Krishna, let me go to the hotel and take some meat. No. And then it will be a great sin. Don't do that. Then the chanting of Hare Krishna will not fructify if you commit offense. Next.
Number seven, instructing the Lord's name to the unfaithful.
Yes. Unfaithful, those who have no faith that Lord and His name are absolute. Just like here in this material world, the name and the person is different. Suppose your name is Mr. John. So if I chant John, 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 so John may be 100 miles away. There is no response. But the name, holy name of God, God is present everywhere. Just like the television. Television is being released in some place. If you have got the machine, immediately the picture is in your room. Mm-hmm. If it is materially, it can be so possible. How much possibility there is in spiritual Krishna name? Immediately chant Krishna's name, that means Krishna is immediately on your tongue. What is that?
Seven? Instructing the holy names to the young faith.
So, one who has no faith that the name of the Lord and the Lord Himself the same, there is no difference. One should not be instructed about the glories of the Lord. He should be instructed to understand, but if he is unable to understand, then he should not be initiated, or he should require some time to understand. But you should always remember that Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasabhigya. Krishna and Krishna's name non-different. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, that means Krishna is dancing on your tongue. You should be careful in that way. Just like if Krishna, as you offer so much respect to the spiritual master, as soon as he is present, so if Krishna is present on your tongue, how much careful you should be? So you should always know that Krishna is there. Krishna is always everywhere. God is everywhere, but we have no realization. But this particular chanting, as soon as chant holy name, that means you must know. So by associating with Krishna, you become purified. Sinnatang sakata, just like associating with fire, you become warm. Similarly, associate with Krishna means you become purified. Gradually, you become spiritualized, no more material, finished. This is the process. Yeah?
Number 8, comparing the holy name to material piety.
Yeah. Now this function is being done. It should not be taken that we are doing something, a religious rituals. No. Religious ritual is different thing. And this is, although it appears like rituals, but it is transcendental. It is above all kinds of religion. It is postgraduate study. The process is how to develop love of God. This is above all. Religion means generally some kind of faith. But it is not the question of faith. It is actually developing how much you are loving Krishna or God. So it is above all religion. It is not ordinary religion. Religion means, suppose you are Christian, I am Hindu. As soon as this body is finished, my Christianism, mm-hmm. my religion, everything is finished. But this love of God will not finish. It will go with you. Any path you go, it will never up. If you can finish, then you go directly to Krishna, back to Godhead, and you finish your non-material connection. Mm-hmm. Even if you are not able, then it goes with you, your asset. It will, the bank balance will not be diminished, it will increase. Then?
Number 9. Inattentive while chanting the holy name.
Yes, while you are chanting, you should hear also. Therefore, that is meditation. Hare Krishna, these two words, Hare Krishna, you hear also. If you hear, then your mind and your tongue both captivated. That is perfect meditation. The first class yoga, hearing and chanting. Then?
And finally, number 10. Attachment to material things while engaged in the practice of chanting.
Yes. The whole process is that we are going to transfer our love from matter to God. So we should try to minimize. It will be automatically bhakti parashanubhava virakti annatrasya. If you actually develop love of Godhead, then naturally you forget to love this all this material nonsense. That is sequence. But you should try also. You should, this will happen. Just like if you eat, then gradually you minimize your hankering after eating. When you are full, then you say, I don't want anymore. Yes. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is so nice that with the progress of Krishna consciousness, you forget the so-called material nonsense enjoyment. And when you are in perfect state, you don't care for anything, all this material nonsense. This is the test. You cannot say, I'm progressing in meditation by my material attachment to all sense gratification is the same. There is no progress. The progress means that you will minimize your material attachment for sense gratification. This is progress. So, now, I can chant. We have got this one. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.